stage door is open. Today we hear Mike Carlson and Carly Wienanen discuss being stage managers. Is this something you would like to learn?
Now I think we started stage manning about the same time. Carly was
a mere child,
of course.
In the new Playhouse.
Yeah.
I had been stage managing in the old Playhouse.
Okay, you've already done that.
Yeah, I did my first show when I was 14.
All right.
Yeah.
I met you, we were all 15.
First one to do a shooty up at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. We did Grease, and the chairs got installed the day before opening night.
I was in Inherit the Wind, and I got to know the director, and he asked me to help him as being the stage manager on the show. It was a very small show, and had like three actors in it. And so, okay, that sounds interesting. And so Sue trained me in as to how to do stage managing from a fairly professional kind of view. And in fact, I just talked to Sue today about it, that we were the last two that she made learn it the way we did.
Nice.
She's made it easier since then.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, a lot of the job is like being a recording secretary. So the stage manager is pretty much with the show from the start.
And
from the very first meetings of the director and the actors. And you start recording what goes on stage in a certain kind of notation that indicates where the actors ought to be. So you're designating the entrances and exits of the actors so that if they forget, you'll be able to record that.
Yep.
And you're also, of course, controlling the script so that if changes that are made or errors that are being made, you can control that. So a task.
You have one three-ring binder that has a photocopy of the script, and that is the Bible. Should you lose that at any point in time, the show will not go on.
Yeah.
And should you fall sick, anybody should be able to step in, take your book, run the show without any problem.
Mm. You graduate from being the manager on the stage or next to the stage as you're developing the show and as you're going through rehearsals. And when you get to the very final rehearsals, usually you're up in the booth, but usually the stage manager then takes on somebody else, like a lighting and sound people, and that crew then runs the show from the booth. So you're with the show the whole time, but you're no longer sitting on the edge of the stage and the show goes on. But there's some other duties that are involved with that final run. You want to see that all the actors are actually there at the show. But there's a call like an hour before the show that all actors would be there, and you have to make sure that you found that everybody's there.
Everybody has their props. Everybody has their makeup done. You call, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then 2 minutes till curtain. And by that point, then you head up to the booth, and you're connected with a headset to everyone backstage. You have your stage crew down there. You're connected by headset to your sound guy, your lighting guy. And because throughout the rehearsal, not only are you keeping track of the actors, but you are also keeping track of all of the technical aspects of it. All of the scene changes, all of the sound cues, all of the light cues, and then you are in charge of making sure that they happen when they need to.
Your directors can be dreaming and beautiful visions and different ways to do the settings and
you're
move
the reality
around.
Check.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it very much. Actors making disasters of the actors falling over or not coming on when there's... It was a lot of fun to be on stage, but it's even more fun to be off stage.
I just like the headset.
I want to thank Mark Carlson, Carly Wienanen, and Java Moose for making this production of Stage Door possible. This is Tina Kraus. Until the next time, the stage door opens.